Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, August 6th. I'm Ariana Aspuru for The Wall Street Journal. NVIDIA has again denied that its chips have backdoors or kill switches after China raised concerns about national security. Last week, China's cybersecurity regulator summoned NVIDIA to explain the, quote, backdoor security risks associated with its H20 chips and asked it to submit relevant documents. This came after some U.S. policymakers in May called for the advanced chips to be able to detect smuggling or exploitation. On Tuesday, NVIDIA said there's no such thing as a good secret backdoor and warned against embedding them into its technology. Also this morning, we've got a bunch of tech earnings for you. Shopify's profit surged in the second quarter, exceeding expectations and driven by growth across North America, Europe, and Asia. The e-commerce company posted net income of $906 million, or 70 cents a share. According to FactSet, analysts were expecting 20 cents a share. Uber also reported better-than-expected results for the quarter, with revenue up 18% to $12.65 billion and trips also increasing 18%. The ride-sharing company expects gross bookings of up to $49.75 billion in the current quarter. Meanwhile, Disney raised its profit forecasts for its streaming and experiences businesses in the current fiscal year. It's a sign that the entertainment giant is gaining momentum in two key areas as its legacy TV business struggles. In earnings released today, the company said it expected to generate $1.3 billion of operating income from its direct-to-consumer streaming business in the fiscal year that ends in September, up from a previous forecast of $1 billion. And Siemens Energy expects its fiscal year results to be toward the upper end of its guided range. This comes after the German maker of energy equipment reported its highest ever quarterly order intake of 16.61 billion euros or $19.3 billion. The company said that all of its divisions grew, benefiting from two large offshore orders in the Baltic Sea. And finally, Apple may soon announce that it's making an investment in the U.S., according to National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett in an interview with Fox Business. The iPhone maker didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.